This is Dakota Datebook for June 4th. Fargo residents pulled out all the stops for the city's 75th anniversary of incorporation. A week-long celebration of daily events marked the occasion. Fargo started as a railroad town along the Red River, where the Northern Pacific Railroad crossed from Minnesota into Dakota Territory. The town was named after banker William G. Fargo and boomed as Dakota grew along the railroads. Today, Fargo is North Dakota's largest community. At the time of the celebration, in 1950, it had a mere 38,000 residents. The event was called a Diamond Jubilee, and it began on this date on a Sunday with a theme of Freedom of Religion Day, complete with morning church services and baccalaureate ceremonies at Concordia College in Moorhead and at the North Dakota Agriculture College in Fargo. One of the larger events began the next day, Fargo-rama. It ran for 6 nights at the Red River Valley Fairgrounds. It was a narrated pageant of Fargo and North Dakota history featuring hundreds of cast members. 17 episodes with various scenes told the story of fur trading, native tribes, steamboats, railroads, the city's founding and growth, and even the Great Fire of 1893. Cast members from Fargo, Moorhead, and nearby towns portrayed the 48 states, explorers, settlers, railroad surveyors, and other figures. There was a parade of progress with high school achievers in categories like science, music, swimming, and home economics. Marvel Rudolph was Miss Fargo Diamond Jubilee. Mary Kohler was Miss Red River Valley. Senator Milton Young and Mayor Murray Baldwin crowned both women on the first night of Fargo-rama. Each woman had princesses in their court of honor. Fargo-rama concluded its show with the entire cast of hundreds in a grand finale spectacle of music with tributes to the past and a vision to the future. 2025 will be Fargo's sesquicentennial. Perhaps Fargo-rama will return with new episodes of City History. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Jack Dura. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.